Hello everyone, it's a Sunday and today we are going to talk about building your local community. There are a lot of influencers who struggle with this idea. Is it because they don't know what their niche is exactly, or they don't know what's the location they're targeting, or they know the location but they don't know how to basically build following? A lot of people take good pictures now. I don't think anyone should have an issue with taking good pictures. There are thousands of videos on YouTube to tell you literally each and every step on how to take a good picture, from lighting, perspectives, composition, colors, everything. There are hundreds of free presets. There are the paid ones. So in terms of the quality of the picture, I don't think anyone should have issues, because you can learn that easily by watching 10, maximum 15 videos on YouTube. However, the issue is around building a community around your account and what you can provide as a value to the community so they can spread and actually send your account to others. Are you taking the Kardashians pathway, where you're doing something kind of out of the norm so people talk about it in a negative or a positive way? This is one strategy. Second strategy is to provide a specific value. Is it some kind of tips and tricks and kind of creative ways of creating content, or just good looking pictures? Just the idea of being able to provide good looking pictures sometimes gets people's attention, especially if you get those like detailed pictures, and if you make sure that you have the right coloring of the tones and all that, that will create the aesthetics of your account. But you need 100% to focus on the social aspect of your account. Who are you as a social person? Are you social? Are you open? Are you approachable when you go to events? Do you go to events? What kind of events do you go to? Your audience, where are they? Can you go in person and meet them? Can they put a face to the brand or a face to the account? To me, that's the most important aspect of building your social media presence and following. People have to see you everywhere. People have to see you going to the locations where you want your audience to grow. Are there any kind of events that you think your audience are there? Even if your business is not related to the event, this is important, but your customer is in that event, then you will actually stand out a lot more than if you're in a fashion event and everybody's in fashion and, oh, somebody asks you, what are you doing? You say, I'm in fashion. Of course, they will be interested to talk to you. But at the same time, it will be way more interesting if you say, I like fashion, but I'm actually a dentist. I like fashion, but I'm actually a real estate broker. And I buy, and you have to find your one line where you sell your business to somebody really, really fast. Then next thing you say is, oh, also I'm on social media. So you have to think about the audience. Is the event actually promoting social media presence? If yes, then you definitely have to go talk to people, tell people about your business, why you're doing it, have your story really, really clear. Because if you have that well done and well crafted, you will grab a lot more followers than if you go and pay 100 or 1,000 or even 5,000 or 10,000 on advertisement. Because there's no human aspect. The social aspect that a lot of people forget about, it's social media, but there's the social aspect that is very, very critical and important in your growth over social media. Make sure that you're being social. Make sure that your brand includes a social aspect in it, either in the kind of products or services you provide. If it's service-based, then you obviously you are definitely dealing with people, talking to people, meeting people all of the time. But if you have a product, sometimes people struggle. If you're, for example, if you're just a second, you know, if you're the middleman and all kinds of, there are a lot of selling properties, real estate, fashion, you're the middle, distribution, bloggers, you're in the middle. You're selling something to somebody. You're basically promoting some product on your page to be sold for someone else. Then you have to include the social aspect. And you have to think about the social aspects from a very, very big picture look. Then you dive in and think about your personal branding and what kind of products you actually condition your followers, or what kind of products you make people kind of associate with you. And you have to be very, very careful with the fact that they don't contradict each other. If you're talking about vegan, healthy lifestyle, la la la, everything has to be within that perspective. You cannot one day throw in I don't know, ice cream from Dairy Queen or pizza. If your lifestyle is healthy, then you're healthy over social media. If you're a mix, then you're like everybody else. Of course, you will have followers, but you will not stand out. People love to be inspired. People love to be challenged by the pictures and the lifestyle that you live. If you don't have that, it'll be really hard for you to build a community around you and to build people who basically like your page, like your mission, like your story. Whatever your business is, make sure you have the line that describes it. Go to social events, talk to people, follow people, like what people do, because that's the social aspect of your social media. And for the content creation, I can advise you to visit my blog. There are a lot of blogs that I put there on how to create content. Also, there's a blog about the idea of building your social life, and I actually picked videos from YouTube for you to basically see and watch, and I put them in a really, really good order for you to go through each and every one. And actually, the first video is really cool. It's to test your social abilities, because a lot of people say, I'm really social, I can talk to people. But the ultimate test is actually to find yourself with two children or like 5 to 6 year olds and see how you react to that and how you deal with that social aspect. If you think that will be a challenging thing for you, I would say please go to the website, watch the videos. I put a whole series of them and how to become an influencer 101. And I think that will be another ad for you. So far, just make sure you have the clear line about your business to describe it to people. Show up to social events. Take pictures in the events. Live, enjoy that social aspect of social media. Don't think about it as just like videos or pictures. It's really social. It's just on a different platform, and Instagram is just a place to capture it basically and share it with the world. And that's what people like. People like to see you throughout your journey, not here is what I did today, here is what I did last week, here is... People want to go through that journey. And with time, you will see the development of followers. You will see a lot of people actually interested more into the stories than the posts. You will have a lot higher engagement on your stories versus your posts. And that's okay, because people are interested in the flow. However, if you are capable of creating a flow of posts as well as a flow of stories, then now you're getting into the flow age, and this is the age we're living in. It's all about flowing content. Nobody cares about what you posted 2 months ago. Literally, nobody. So it's all about the flowing content, continuously going, continually increasing, improving your quality, as well as the value added. That's it. This is probably the longest episode, but I think it has a lot of valuable information. Best of luck. Let's see you on Instagram. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.